Welcome to the Life After 50 show. I'm Katherine Watson, and I'll be your host today. I'm the author of Help, My Parents Are Aging, and Help, I Can't Do This Alone. I'm the founder of Find Houston Senior Care, and most recently, Marketing Your Care, to help elder care companies who are trying to get the word out about the wonderful services they offer. I am excited to be here today. I've got a great guest. Unfortunately, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. That happens, right? It's a very rainy day in Houston on this Monday, October the 15th. And my guest today is going to be talking to us about Medicare because we're right smack in the middle of open enrollment. Well, actually, I think it started last week. And we're going to bring on Tony King. Tony King wrote the Medicare Survival Guide. She has been doing and selling and helping families and seniors with their Medicare questions and issues for, I think, about 28 years. She can correct me if that's not correct when she comes on. But we're going to be talking about this subject because one of the things that I've noticed lately, I've heard a lot of my friends who are Medicare age. I'm a few years out. I've got a couple more years before I get there. But a lot of my friends are there, or their husbands are there, or their wives are there. And they have been inundated with calls. Everybody and their brother seems to be calling them with the best Medicare plan for them. And, you know, they're getting a lot of robocalls. They're getting a lot of live people calls from people that they don't know. And they don't know whether to listen to them. You know, these days, you just don't know whether anything's a scam. So we're going to be talking about that. I do see Tony down in the lobby. Tony, if you could adjust your camera, please, so we can see your face a little bit better. Perfect. I'm going to bring Tony up now. And hopefully the sound works. It looks like we've got audio. Oh, great. We've got some audio.
There's not as much backlog right now.
Yeah, getting a little bit of reverb, but not too bad. All right, great. Well, thank you for coming on the show today, Tony. We're really excited to have you here because this is a confusing topic for so many people.
And we have them coming every day. And I am getting a little backlog, but we'll just work through it.
Okay. All right. So, Tony, you have... we're right here in open enrollment. A lot of people don't really understand what that means. So if you can just explain that a little bit to our listeners here today.
Well, what they need to know is that Medicare open enrollment is for people who are already on Medicare. It's for people who are coming off their company insurance. You know, they're trying to decide what option they can do. But Medicare open enrollment is mainly for people, and I'm getting a little backlash over here, but Medicare open enrollment is mainly for people who are already on Medicare and trying to decide what prescription drug plan they need to change to and what Medicare Advantage plan they would need to go with. But right now, all the insurance companies are just exploding, and all the telemarketers are marketing to everyone. Mm-hmm. So you really need to be careful.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. Because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they may be just in it for a quick buck, and they're just trying to sell an insurance policy. But you do a lot more than that, Tony. Tell us a little bit more about how you work and why it's so important to get the right information to our seniors.
Well, what we've seen is that a lot of people are calling us that are our clients because they're getting a phone call from a telemarketing company telling them that they are going to lose their Medicare as of today. Today is Medicare's open enrollment day. This is the first day that it gets started.
Okay.
And I told one gentleman who called me last week, I said, I haven't gotten anything that you've lost your Medicare supplement. He said, well, someone left me a message saying that Medicare, if I don't do something after October the 15th, I will lose my Medicare. And that's a scare tactic.
Yeah.
And people need to know it.
That's a shame. That's a shame that that's happening. But unfortunately, seniors are often targeted for scams and scare tactics and that sort of thing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And they'll tell them right now that because you're getting a new Medicare card, you need to pay us something so we can get you your card faster.
Oh,
people need to realize that Medicare or Social Security will never call you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of scam going out there.
So if somebody is waiting for their Medicare card and somebody calls them and tells them that they can get it to them quicker, but they need to pay some money, they need to hang up the phone quick.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And we write articles. I'm in different newspapers throughout the country. We're in all the ones here for the Houston Chronicle, and they're thrown in their front yard. And they need to realize what their options are.
Uh-huh.
People don't know that they are a walking dollar sign as far as Medicare, the insurance companies are concerned, or as far as telemarketers. And you see that, Catherine. You work
Absolutely.
With people every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Tony, another question that I know a lot of people are confused about, and I myself had been confused about it after a long conversation with you. I think I'm pretty clear on it, but let's talk about the Advantage plans and Original Medicare or Traditional Medicare.
That's a great question.
Explain the differences.
Well, what people need to realize is that when you pick a Medicare Advantage plan, that insurance company is being paid by Medicare each month. Medicare does not pay your claims. So if you pick an Advantage plan, and it will pick up what Part A and Part B, and some of them have prescription drug with it. But if your doctor or MD Anderson or your Sirius treatment center is not in that network, then you're going to pay 100%. And now, if you want to go back to Original Medicare with a Medicare supplement, you've got to answer a bunch of questions. And people just think it's just, you just automatically just fill out the application and poof, you're back on Original Medicare with a Medicare supplement. And it does not work like that.
Yeah, yeah. So you really need to pay attention to that. The Advantage plans also, I've found, are not always an Advantage, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
I had an issue with my little sister who's special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And she started having some female issues where we didn't know if she had vaginal cancer or whatever, and it took 90 days to even get her to a doctor, where a doctor, she had to get a referral.
Was she on an Advantage plan?
Oh, yeah. And I can't say what name it is because I'm a licensed insurance agent, okay? Mm-hmm. I have to be careful when I start talking about certain companies because you just have to be careful with what you're saying.
Right, right.
Okay.
Well, you know, this is a big issue. I've been in the elder care industry for a number of years now. And one of the things that I've noticed, too, is sometimes it's hard to get the services that you need. I've seen requests from professionals looking for somebody who was a hospice company that took XYZ Medicare Advantage plan because there wasn't anybody in that area that serviced those people. So, you know, that can be a big problem if you need home health care or if you need hospice care. and you can't find somebody in your area that can service you, that could be a huge problem.
Oh, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that. There is no do-over with this.
Right.
And we just had a lady who fell and broke some ribs in her back, and she was sent to a skilled nursing facility. And I'm getting a little backlog here. I keep getting my voice said to myself. But she ended up going into a skilled facility, but she could pick which one she wanted. Mm-hmm. She didn't have to have an insurance company pick one for you. So with a Medicare Advantage plan, you're giving that insurance company control of your health care. With a Medicare supplement or with original Medicare, you're in control.
Mm-hmm. And with the Advantage plan, you have to choose from a certain list of doctors. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. A lot of people think that if they pick a, there's two different types. There's an HMO and there's a PPO. Mm-hmm. So if you pick the HMO, you have to stay in that network. If you pick the PPO, your out-of-pocket cost may be $6,700 in network or $10,000 out of network. See, my words are not finishing on this side. So it's if I seem like I'm dragging.
Yeah, that's okay. I think everybody here understands that there's going to be some reverb. You know, we're going to have a little technical difficulties from time to time. And we'll bring Tony on again at another time and hopefully get some of these issues resolved. Tony, I just had somebody pop in. She wanted to know if there's going to be a replay of this. Absolutely, Kathy. Thanks for asking that. This will be on replay on Facebook. Right here where you're watching it. It will also be available on the Find Houston Senior Care website. So you will not have a problem watching this again and again, and share it with your friends because a lot of people need this information.
And if anybody wants to go to, do you mind if I give them my website?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to put it up right now. We've got TonySays.com.
And we have workshops all throughout the city. You can't understand Medicare in 15 or 20 minutes. Exactly. Everybody's got to understand. You got a story about your life. You've got a story about your Medicare. Your Medicare is not the same as your next door neighbor's. Right, and Catherine? You've seen that.
Tony, that's an excellent point to bring up because recently, I had a friend that told me that another friend had told her she should switch her plan to what they had because her friend had a plan that covered things like her YMCA membership. And she thought that was really great, and she was getting all excited, and she was ready to switch from her traditional Medicare plan to this other plan so she could get free benefits there. And I asked her the question. I said, well, do you like your doctor? Because I knew she did. She has heart problems and she, you know, wanted to stay with her heart doctor. And I said, you might better check on that because you might not be able to keep that same doctor.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you sign up for something, an Advantage plan. Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you sign up for something and you think your doctor is in the network, and then 3 or 4 months later, he's opted out of the plan and you lost your doctor.
Exactly. Okay?
So that's what we tell everybody before you make the change. And from October 15th through December 7th is Medicare open enrollment. So we tell everybody, talk to your doctor. Don't go by what's in their network or what's in their book because it can change that fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very important information. Absolutely.
Now, let me kind of go over what their choices are with Medicare open enrollment. Okay. And this is in that article that I gave you. How does that sound?
That sounds so good.
Here's what we tell everybody in the office. First thing, if you're going to make a change, talk to your doctor. Second thing, check your prescription drug plan every year. The old plan may not cover all of your prescriptions. All right. Mm-hmm. But here's the rules as far as Medicare open enrollment that you can do on your side. And you had a, remember you had an issue with your sister, right?
Yep.
She didn't pick a Medicare Part D plan.
Yeah. Because she wasn't taking any medications. Yeah. And I've heard a lot of people say, hey, I don't take any medications. I don't need Part D.
What do you need that for? And what we tell everybody that come in the office, pick the least expensive plan, because the penalty for not getting Part D, like drugs, goes all the way back to the day that you turn 65. So if you wait 5 years, that's 60 months forever. Mm-hmm. Okay. But here's what they're looking for during Medicare open enrollment. Number one, you can change or purchase a Part D plan. Mm-hmm. You can change from one plan, Part D plan, to another. Okay. You can enroll in an Advantage plan. You can change your Advantage plan with prescription drugs. You can change from one Advantage plan to another. Mm-hmm. Number five is you can return back to original Medicare and purchase a supplement or enroll in another prescription drug plan. Okay. But let's talk about number five. If you're changing from original Medicare to a Medicare supplement and you've got Parkinson's, cancer, serious heart problems, you're a diabetic, the doctor told you you've got to have knee surgery, you're not going to qualify for that Medicare supplement. So people need to understand, you can't just change from one Advantage plan to a supplement like that. It doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the last thing you can do is you can return back to original Medicare. You pay all of Medicare costs and go back and change to another Part D plan. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of options.
Yeah, there are. There are.
It gets confusing. We have people come in the office who are literally crying. Seriously. Mm-hmm. They need to take the worry off.
Yeah.
Just come into the office. And we can tell you what is the best way for you to go. And if it's not a change, then you know what your option is.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's the key. They need to sit down with a professional like Tony King and find out what really is the best option for them. Because like you said earlier, there's no two people the same. And
that's right.
My needs and your needs are totally different. So you have to look at the whole picture, and for some people, an Advantage plan might be their best option. If finances are limited, that may be their best option. But you have to know the facts going in, and the only way you're going to do that is by sitting down with Tony and really finding out what the facts are for your particular situation.
Or they can sit down with one of our team members. There's mm-hmm. there's not enough me to go around.
I'll exactly.
I'll be down to size two. Enrollment is over with.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, the great thing is all the team members have been trained by you, right?
If they don't do it the right way, they get put in timeout.
I love it.
We like to have fun. So
that Tony, I'm seeing another.
I've got I Love Lucy. We have things that people like to see.
Yeah,
you know, so we like to have a good time.
So let's talk about the person who is still working after 65. And let's face it, there's a lot of us that are working or will be working after 65. Do they need to get on Medicare?
Well, that's one of the things that people are confused about. They think open enrollment that if you're past 65 and you're still working? That's a great question, Catherine, because they don't have to do anything. If you're working full time with true company benefits, then Medicare open enrollment is not for you. If you're someone that is 64 and you haven't quite turned 65, Medicare open enrollment is not for you. If you're someone who is self-employed like me, then when you turn 65, I don't have true company benefits. I have an individual mm-hmm. health plan. Personally, I'm on Christian MediShare. I haven't turned mm-hmm. 65 yet. When mm-hmm. I turn 65, I need to enroll in Part A and Part B, or I'll get a penalty. So okay, now you got to be really serious with what you're doing.
So, Tony, tell me, what is Part A and Part B?
Oh, okay. I thought we were just going to be talking about Medicare open enrollment. Now you want me to go into workshop. That's fine.
Just a little bit of information for people that are listening.
Is that some of the questions that are being asked?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. There's another one. If I want to change, we already talked about that. Yeah.
What is Medicare Part A? Medicare Part A is the tax dollars that's coming out of your paycheck. All right. That's what gives you A. You got to work 10 years or 40 quarters to get Part A at no cost. That's your hospital. That's your inpatient hospital stay. All right. It covers your inpatient hospital. It covers your skilled nursing. It covers your hospice. And it covers your home health. All right. Mm-hmm. That's the four things. But if you go in the hospital and you have outpatient surgery, that's under Part B of Medicare. And Part B is your lifeline. Right now, the premium is about $134. And I just learned last night it's going to go up by $1.50. So they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the deductible for this year is $183.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers, Medicare is going to pick up 80%, and you have to pick up 20%. So 20% of what? There is no stop loss.
Yeah.
You know, so if you go in and you have chemotherapy or radiation or you have knee surgery and it's about $100,000, you're going to pay 20% of that. To pick up those costs is either a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement. And you and I can do another talk about what is really the difference between a Medicare supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan. You can't do that in 15 minutes.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah. So, in fact, I'm looking at the time and we're getting low. What else do you want people to know about open enrollment and what are the dates of open enrollment?
Okay. Medicare open enrollment is from October 15th through December 7th. And it has to do with your prescription drugs. Changing your Part D plan or changing your Medicare Advantage plan that has prescription drugs. That's it.
Okay.
All right. It's the only time limit.
Okay. All right. So thank you for being on the show today. I wanted to mention one other thing. You have started a new website called American Baby Boomer Society. And I just want to give you a chance to plug that and tell us a little bit about what that is so that people can check that out.
Well, what I've got, this is my Medicare survival guide. And in it is all the articles that we've written or that I've written that go in the newspaper. And what it does is it explains what happens with Medicare. But people get confused. So last year, TRS had their issues with the teachers. And there was nobody to advocate for anyone if something was going wrong. So we started ABBS, 4u.com, which is American Baby Boomers Society. And it's got all the courses. It's like Medicare. It's like a little Medicare university.
Uh-huh.
If you need help with prescription drug planning, we can do that. We've got a whole section on Part D. There's 7 different chapters or 7 different courses in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you everything that has to do with Medicare. We help you personalize your Medicare.
Great, great. So that's another option, and that's a place to go and look. Do check
got any
out.
Any other questions? Because I don't mind staying on. I don't have to leave at 11:30.
Well, unfortunately, my show is scheduled from 11 to 11:30, so I have to go. But we will bring you back. And Toni is going to be starting her own show very soon, probably within the next few weeks. You're going to see Toni on her Facebook page. So, and it'll probably be on her website as well. It'll be on
Facebook.
TonySays.com. TonySays.com.
Has one, which is ABBS4U.com.
Great, great. Toni, thanks again for being here. I really appreciate
it. We'll work the bugs out.
We'll work the bugs out, and we'll be on shortly. All right. So that was wonderful. Thanks to everybody who came today. If you have a question, go ahead and put it in the comments. We'll get Toni to answer those questions at a later time. We'll make sure that she reaches out to you directly to get all of your questions answered. I'm Catherine Watson. This is the Life After 50 show. And next week, we have a guest that I'm excited about having. We were supposed to have him a couple of weeks ago, and he was unable to make it. Bob DeMarco will be on the show, and he is an Alzheimer's advocate. And if you don't know who Bob DeMarco is, you need to come to this show. So I'd love to see you next Monday. Show up at the show and listen to what we have to offer. Life After 50, it's what you need to know. I'm Catherine Watson. Have a great day.